What we wanted to do was give some insight into the Open Government Initiative or the implementation of it at NASA. And we have our Open Government Plan outlines a lot of different initiatives across the agency, a lot of different projects that are participating in Open Government Initiative.
Open Government Plan was established through this open process, and all agencies went through this.
That's correct.
But you guys are the only ones who took your milestones, put them on a dashboard, and said, okay, here's where we stand on this, what this does. And it's great. It goes through 3 months, 6 months, how long each individual thing will take. And why do this in a public way? You know, I know this makes some people, and I'm sure some people in your organization went, hold on, we're going to put that out for everyone to see. Must make some people kind of nervous.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, it's really just, we're trying to be transparent about what we're doing. And if you look at our dashboard, we're not perfect. We have a number of items that are in progress still. And we just want to be open about that, to say, here's where we've accomplished what we said we were going to do. Here's where we're still working on doing this. And we wanted to just give people insight into the process at NASA.
And there are probably, I mean, how many items are on there? I should have counted them before we started, but it feels like there's 75 different items on there.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit, and that's only our 3 and 6 month milestones and goals. We actually have, I think, about 180 total goals that we're tracking as part of the Open Government Initiative.
So what it does is it lays out the 3 or 6 month goals, what sort of the quick name of it, who's responsible for it, right?
Right, that's correct.
And then a brief description of where it is, and then its status. So it lays all those out, and you can very quickly tell, and about half of them in progress, half of them completed so far.
That's correct. And it's also searchable. I mean, you can actually sort the table, which makes it kind of easy to look at what 3 month goals there are, what 6 month goals, what projects have what goals, et cetera.
So and my thing always with open government is that if this is going to be ingrained in sort of the culture, it has to help us do our job better, help you do your job better. How does this process, how does doing a dashboard help accomplish the mission of creating a more open government?
Well, I think there's an accountability aspect to it. I mean, if you put out online what you say you're going to do, and then everyone's looking at it and they can give you feedback on it, I think there's just a general accountability to what we're providing for the taxpayers.
And part of, as I was going through it, I was thinking, hey, I wonder if they've tried that. Almost thinking, hey, I have some ideas around how they could do this particular aspect, or even for other agencies, they might see and say, hey, we've done this thing. I wonder if they've tried that. Was there thought about giving almost a way for people to offer comments, feedback kind of loop in there?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked. We're actually in the process of redesigning our open webpage. And my goal is to create it to be a little bit more participatory, where we put the dashboard front and center and allow more feedback on the plan. Right now, you can still comment on the plan. We use Idea Scale, but I'm going to try to make that a little bit more intuitive.
Yeah, almost link to the part of the plan so people can read it in more detail and then offer their idea. Because there's, my goodness, there's a lot of lessons learned already in government out there.
That's correct.
So how difficult was this to actually do, both policy-wise? I know it's not really a policy, but when you said, okay, we're going to do this dashboard, did people look at you and say, you're going to do what?
There's always a little bit of pushback in an agency, a government agency, but for the most part, NASA is very supportive of the Open Government Initiative. So everyone's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's be transparent about what we're doing, where we're going with our milestones, how we're doing, and let people see how we're progressing on our plan. So there was actually surprisingly not as much pushback as you would think.
And it seems like NASA, probably one of the better places to be an open government leader, because a lot of the stuff you do, you're actually trying to get it out there in some form or fashion.
Yeah, that's correct. I've learned a lot since just being part of the Open Government Initiative. I learned that our science mission directorate, 95% of the data that they produce is already publicly available. So it's an interesting place to work. I definitely appreciate my job.
And tell me some of the, because so many agencies looking, and I think really the challenge that they're trying to do is get the idea of open government, of transparency, almost baked into the organization. And it goes a little bit against the, you know, we're always taught information is power, so you try and keep it very close to your chest. And this is a very different way of thinking. It's saying, hold on, we're going to put it out there and watch the amazing things that can happen when we share information. That's a very different mode of thinking.
That's, you know, that's correct. And ultimately, we're really trying to institutionalize the philosophies and practices of open government. What I think is going to really help us out there is trying to incentivize both people internally to release data, to be more open, default open with what they do, and then incentivize the public to participate with what we're doing. Because right now, on both sides, you kind of have, well, why would we release our data, or what are we going to do with your data? And so what we want to do is create some challenge incentives around both the release of data at NASA and create more participatory opportunities for people to engage in NASA's mission. And then on the other side, really encourage them to do that by holding things. We participated in a thing this past weekend called Science Hack Day, where you bring together coders and developers and you allow them to really just go at it and use NASA data and create. And you know, it's almost like a maker fair for science.
And it seems like one of the lessons learned is you almost have to build communities of interest, or tap into existing communities of interest and reach out to them and say, hold on, help us develop or work on this set of data, or what should we do with this set of data, that kind of thing. But the challenge here is tapping into that existing community that's out there.
Yeah, that's right. And we want to go to where the communities already exist versus trying to create everything from scratch.
That actually seemed like one of the real lessons learned from the development of the open government plans themselves, because I know everyone put them out there. And then a lot of the comments that came back were really either unrelated to open government or off. People, I don't think through that process really knew. Joe Public didn't know what to do. What's my role here? And that seems to be one of the lessons learned through that process itself.
Yeah, and you know, what's really great about the Open Government Initiative across the government is that this is a process. It's a learning process. It's not a final product. And, you know, for the first time in my career in government, it's just a really exciting place to work, because you're government in beta. You're trying things out. You're experimenting, and you can make mistakes. And so, you know, we'll do something with IdeaScale. We'll put it out there, and we'll say, hey, that didn't quite work because everything was off topic. And for the next time around, we can apply those lessons learned and just continue to improve. It's pretty amazing.
So share some of your lessons learned. What are, if you had to tell people they're struggling and saying, oh, my goodness, I feel like the salmon, and I'm swimming upstream, and sometimes I'm getting pushed back farther and farther. Any lessons learned that you guys have taken away?
I think one of our biggest lessons learned is that we need to go to where the communities are to engage them versus trying to create the communities ourselves. I think that's a huge lesson learned. And we're really working hard to create participatory opportunities for people to engage in NASA's mission. But to do that, it's a very iterative process, and it's kind of not very intuitive for how we do business right now.
Yeah.
So we're really kind of challenging our own business practices and paradigms about how things are done in government.
And one of the broad lesson that seems to have come out of all of this is so much of the focus has been on the citizen, Joe or Joanna Citizen in Iowa or something like that.
Right.
And this development of, guess what, your group of people that you may be reaching out to, guess what, they may be actual feds or other government people at the federal, state, or local. Some of this information, some of the knowledge base is among your own community right now. And tapping into that, wow, these are people who never had access to this stuff, and they're so excited to get insights and be able to have feedback in it in some way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and it's about engaging the public, but it's also about engaging your own workforce.
Yeah, and a lot of wisdom in this workforce. People who have been doing it for a long time. So to be able to tap into that, wow, magical things might be able to happen if you release the wisdom of the crowds.
Right, that's correct.
Excellent. Anything I didn't ask you about? I love the dashboard, by the way. I think it's great. I think it's a fantastic start. And you guys, I think, are the only ones I've seen that have really done this.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll see some more soon. We've been working with a few of the other federal government executive agencies who I think will be launching their own dashboards in the near future. So we look forward to that for sure.